banter, but it's just hard for me sometimes to think that you guys are making me nervous. The president's dead, the radio said to your friends it's not so horrible. They shot through my heart like a knife cut through bread. The radio said that the president's dead. The sea doesn't dry and the sky isn't split, but friends, it just seems so wrong, don't it? They shot through the crowd and a shot in the head. The president's lying on the tarmac dead. He's lying face down with those black-dressed agents, guns drawn, running around. And the early obits say he was a good man. You can't argue with that. Not today you can, not now you can. In the media tent where they spin and they slap, they just foam at the mouth. They chant by the bit those bloodsuckers can wait till those vultures cool in. The TV just said that the president's dead. Well, let's imagine the way, let's think 30 years in. Well, somebody might walk up to you and say, what were you doing when? On a beautiful day, well, I was waking up and I was lying in bed with my girlfriend. And the eggs on the plate and the bacon hiss in. Well, the coffee was great, there was spring on the wind. We lived through a day where the littlest things and the littlest ways made you feel that you were blessed. And if you died right then, well, you know you'd be missed. But there's no better state to cease to exist. So you wouldn't feel sad and you wouldn't resist, because you knew what you had and you were thankful for it in your own little way. But